Your Unfailing Guide by Octavius Winslow. Christ is Ever With You, 1863. Surely I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. Christ is with us as our guide. How deep our need of him as such, and how endeared does it make him! So blind are we, so dark is our future, so perplexing is our present path, that the very next step might be a false one, taking us into a wrong direction, entailing untold anxieties and sorrows, or hurling us from a precipice into total ruin. Yes, we need just such a guide as Christ. What Alpine traveller would attempt the ascent of a steep glacier, or cross the dangerous pass, unattended by an experienced guide, one who knew the route, whose skillful eye could detect the treacherous crevice, and whose strong arm could fence the narrow winding way? Our path to eternity demands just such a guide as the prophet foretold Christ would be. I have given him, says God, for a leader and commander to the people. His own gracious words corroborate this statement when speaking of himself as the shepherd of his flock, who goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Oh, what a privilege! In every path of doubt, in every circumstance of danger, where human judgment is either warped or beclouded, and your own mind hesitates and falters, to have such a wonderful counselor, such a divine guide as Christ at your side. As such, he is ever with you. He will guide you with his eye of providence, and with his hand of power, and with his heart of love. He knows the way that you take, for he has ordained it. He knows every crook in your lot, for he has appointed it. He will roll away the stone of difficulty, level mountains, fill up valleys, make the crooked path straight, and the rough place smooth. Oh, be honest and upright with him. Go to him first, consult him first, acknowledge him in all your ways before you consult any human guide. May Christ, in all the minute details of your life, have the preeminence. Learn to lay your own desires and thoughts at his feet. He guides the humble in what is right, and teaches them his way. Psalm 25:9. Not our way, but his way. We must first surrender our way and will, before he will teach us his. He guides the humble, the childlike, trustful, unquestioning disciple, who humbly locks his hand in Christ's and says, "Lord, lead me and guide me, not in my own way, but in yours." Oh, take a firm grasp of your unfailing guide, and you shall travel safely and surely through all your unknown future.